We shall first deal with the objectives of advertising. We shall then move on to discuss the ideas of corporate image and identity. Finally, we shall take a look at how a modern advertising agency actually functions. First, we ask, what are the aims or objectives of advertising? One objective can be called to induce trial. This means, when a new product comes out, the advertisers just want people to try it. In such a case, the advertising copy will stress the benefits of the product. Another objective is intensity usage. Intensity usage is an objective for products which are not new. When people think of yogurt or milk drinks, they may think of Müller, for example. Müller is a big trademark in Germany. Müller do not need to get people to try their product. What they want is people to increase their use of the product. Another objective of ads is to sustain preference. This means that although a product is number one in its market, it needs to advertise to keep this position. Ads are needed to maintain awareness of a product, and therefore market leaders such as Coca-Cola still have massive advertising budgets. A fourth aim of advertising is to confirm imagery. A high-quality product, such as Mercedes-Benz, for example, will put ads in high-quality magazines, because this suits its image. If Mercedes-Benz advertised in cheap magazines, this would confuse the consumer's image of the product. A major aim of advertising is to change habits. In history, ads have changed many of society's habits. For example, through ads, Volkswagen sold the concept of the small car. Advertising also has sold hairspray to men and beer to women. The slogan, "Offer her a lucky instead of a sweet," used for years by Lucky Strike, also sold the idea to the public of women smoking. Some advertising is aimed at breaking the ice. This means that firms that rely on high degrees of personal selling, such as Avon Cosmetics, for example, use advertising to make sure that the customer already knows the product when the salesperson calls. A seventh objective could be seen as the attempt to build ambience or good feeling. Ads try to show positive feelings coming from a company. An example is the McDonald's Corporation. Their campaign shows Ronald McDonald and friends, plus the young, attractive employees who look ready to serve the customer. For most companies, the objective of advertising is to increase sales. However, when making the ad, such an objective gives no guidance or direction. To be useful, the increased sales objective must be more specific. For example, a better objective would be to increase sales of one particular brand in our range by 5% in our southern region within the next 6 months. Advertising is not always used to increase sales. It can have other aims. Ads can also be used to increase awareness of problems. For example, only you can prevent forest fires. Or, drugs can harm your baby before it is born. These are only some of the aims of advertising. A company may use any combination of them in any given advertising program.